3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear a radio interview about health and safety fines in the workplace. For each question, 23 to 30, choose one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the interview twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Good morning, Mr. Hayes.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Hayes, do we really need to be concerned about health and safety standards in the workplace? I thought things were improving. Surely they can't be worse.
On the whole, I'd certainly agree with you. Clearly, things have moved on a great deal in recent years, but that really isn't the issue here.
So, what exactly is the issue?
Well, quite simply, the seriousness of health and safety offences is no longer reflected in the fines handed out to companies.
So, in other words, you'd like to see fines increased. But how high would you like to see them go?
Well, at the moment, the maximum fine, which can be imposed by a magistrate's court, is £20,000. What the Health and Safety Commission has been pushing for a very long time is unlimited fines.
Which, at the moment, only the Crown Court can hand out.
Exactly, yes. We'd like to see a lot more cases going to the Crown Court. And this is an area where we've been pushing for government and union support.
But, Mr. Hayes, I can't really imagine that you want to put companies out of business with massive fines.
Well, in extreme cases, that's exactly what we do want. When the offence is so serious that an employee has been killed, for example, then the employer really shouldn't stay in business. Look, the real purpose of the higher fines isn't necessarily to punish offenders, but to make other companies think very carefully about their own health and safety practices.
You mean make examples of offenders?
Well, you could say that, yes, but you must remember there are established codes of practice. By ignoring them, employers are making the workplace unsafe. And quite simply, they're breaking the law.
So, a heavy fine for a big, high-profile company would be an ideal way of generating maximum publicity for your commission.
Well, it would have that effect, yes, but that's not the way it works. While ability to pay can, on occasion, be taken into account, the size of the fines should reflect the level of neglect shown by the employer.
Right. Now, just how successful are local authorities when they take action against companies who break health and safety regulations?
Well, apart from a few cases, local authority prosecutions are generally very successful.
Well, that sounds pretty encouraging, Mr. Hayes.
But not so encouraging when you consider that the average penalty in nearly 1,000 cases last year was only about £1,500. Now, many companies spent more than £2,000 on photocopies alone each month. What we must have is a level of fine which will shock them into action.
And yet, as you said earlier, health and safety standards are improving. And I believe the number of cases against companies has actually fallen slightly in each of the last 4 years.
No, that's correct. We are focusing increased attention on the prevention of accidents, but what hasn't changed is the fact that too many people are still being killed and injured in the workplace each year.
Now you will hear the interview again.
Good morning, Mr. Hayes.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Hayes, do we really need to be concerned about health and safety standards in the workplace? I thought things were improving. Surely they can't be worse.
On the whole, I'd certainly agree with you. Clearly, things have moved on a great deal in recent years, but that really isn't the issue here.
So, what exactly is the issue?
Well, quite simply, the seriousness of health and safety offences is no longer reflected in the fines handed out to companies.
So, in other words, you'd like to see fines increased. But how high would you like to see them go?
Well, at the moment, the maximum fine, which can be imposed by a magistrate's court, is £20,000. What the Health and Safety Commission has been pushing for a very long time is unlimited fines.
Which, at the moment, only the Crown Court can hand out.
Exactly, yes. We'd like to see a lot more cases going to the Crown Court. And this is an area where we've been pushing for government and union support.
But, Mr. Hayes, I can't really imagine that you want to put companies out of business with massive fines.
Well, in extreme cases, that's exactly what we do want. When the offence is so serious that an employee has been killed, for example, then the employer really shouldn't stay in business. Look, the real purpose of the higher fines isn't necessarily to punish offenders, but to make other companies think very carefully about their own health and safety practices.
You mean make examples of offenders?
Well, you could say that, yes, but you must remember there are established codes of practice. By ignoring them, employers are making the workplace unsafe. And quite simply, they're breaking the law.
So, a heavy fine for a big, high-profile company would be an ideal way of generating maximum publicity for your commission.
Well, it would have that effect, yes, but that's not the way it works. While ability to pay can, on occasion, be taken into account, the size of the fines should reflect the level of need shown by the employer.
Right. Now, just how successful are local authorities when they take action against companies who break health and safety regulations?
Well, apart from a few cases, local authority prosecutions are generally very successful.
Well, that sounds pretty encouraging, Mr. Hayes.
But not so encouraging when you consider that the average penalty in nearly 1,000 cases last year was only about 1,500. Many companies spent more than 2,000 on photocopies alone each month. What we must have is a level of fine which will shock them in.
As you said earlier, health and safety are improving. And I believe the number of cases against companies has actually fallen slightly in each of the last 4 years.
No, that's correct. And I think it's clear companies are focusing attention on the prevention of accidents, but what hasn't changed is the fact that too many people are still being killed and injured in the workplace each year.
That is the end of part three. In the exam itself, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.